Hey all, thanks for tuning into my podcast. I think I posted a podcast before this that didn't post last week. I recorded one, I think, on May 10th before my birthday. And now I'm past my birthday. It's crazy, but I'm 25. I'm happy. I don't feel older. I just feel the same as last week. So that's one thing to remember, is that age is just a number and it's all in your mind. And sometimes it's okay to feel a little bit older. You know, time is something that we can't control in the sense that it continues to move. It's how we, you know, respond to time moving forward and how we use that time. So again, I think, you know, growing older and moving through life, I think it's just important to remember the things you can control, which is, again, mainly your mindset and your actions and how you respond. But also realizing that you're not always going to get perfect. You know, you're probably going to waste a lot of time and you're going to look back and say, like, why did you do certain things? Sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I waste my time doing that? I still do it even daily. I'm, you know, on my phone too much, wasting time. But, you know, I think you need balance. And you need also moments to kind of just let go. Just enjoy life. And I think that's something that I've been really trying to do more of. You know, I think I'm reading a book called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. And the experiment, the book is really about his life and how him surrendering to just life's happenings really just shaped his life. And instead of forcing things or saying that this should have gone this way or I should have done this, he just says, you know, what happens, happens. And whatever happens kind of determines, you know, your life. And I mean, I think that's obvious, right? What happens, happens, and what happens determines your life. That's kind of an obvious statement. But I think his point is that sometimes you just have to let go and surrender to what life is and just be a passenger on the journey of life. And I read another book called Surrender by Bono, which is actually one of my favorite books. And he also talks about his life and how his life kind of just took different directions and kind of just worked out. And I don't think he would have written anything down that would describe what his life would become. And basically, Michael Singer, the writer of this book, is talking about a similar situation. Like, he would have never written down what his life would have become. And that's why his life is what it is, because he just let it happen. And he focused on just putting his, you know, foot forward in every single day, during every single day, and just moving one step further and further and further. And things just would happen. And I think that's interesting to think about, because it's not something necessarily new, but I think it's something that we forget. Because, like, for example, like, we meet friends in our lives. We don't, like, predict that we're going to meet these people. We get opportunities in our lives. We come across opportunities sometimes that we don't expect to come across, but it just does, and it just happens. And you know, I think a lot of times we think that we are in full control of our lives, you know, and we realize at an older age that we're not. And we look back at all the stress that we've had in trying to control our lives. And, you know, I think letting go and surrendering to what is such a powerful thing, because it can really, you know, take a lot of stress out of your life and a lot of negativity and bring a lot of positivity and optimism in your life. And that's not to say that you should just sit back and wait for things to happen to you. You have to work hard and you have to, you know, put your best effort in when you get opportunities and whatnot. But to sit down and always think about what you should have or what will happen or whatnot, I think can really be a uneventful or unimpactful, you know, activity. I think he even talks about the fact that he never really had dreams or goals. He just went with what happened in his life. Like he said that he, you know, found spiritual, he found a book about mindfulness and meditation. And it was like, yeah, let me read it. So he read it and he spoke about how it took him to another place in his mind and in his life. And then that place took him to another place and that place and took him to another place. And, you know, short to make the story short, he was a very successful businessman and he ran a very successful spiritual community. And all of it was really created by just steps that he was taking as it came, right? So I think, you know, from my perspective in my life, it's like I have a job right now, I have my friends right now. Take it in, go with the flow, and what comes, comes, and what doesn't come, doesn't come. And take everything that you get in life to its fullest ability, right? Don't take it for granted. I think a lot of us, including myself sometimes, is like, oh, I want this, I want that. But if it hasn't come yet or never comes, then why focus so much on wanting it? So it's like, you know, you want this person to come into your life. You want this job opportunity. You want this, you want this, you want this. And like, it's not bad to manifest, right? To believe that you deserve it. But I don't think you necessarily have to believe that you deserve X, Y, and Z. You can just believe that you deserve good things by, again, putting positive mind thoughts in your mind and positive energy into the world. And, you know, even if it doesn't always work out, at least you've done everything you could to bring that positive stuff into your life. And it's funny, it's like every single time I've done this so far in my life where I've just kind of jumped on the opportunities that have been given to me and done the things that have made me feel a little bit uncomfortable, I've always gotten to a new, more beautiful place in my life. So like, for example, like I wasn't really looking for a job in the sector that I was in now, but I was given the opportunity. I took a leap and I said, you know, why don't I just try something new? And now I'm here. I'm much further in my career and I have this whole new industry I'm in and I met all these amazing people. Same with a school I went to. I went to a school that I was not really sure that I wanted to go to, and I went there, and now, you know, I'm in a really good position financially and, you know, educationally. I got a great degree and friends. I made really great friends. And it's just funny how, you know, when you get opportunities and you have feelings on whether or not you should move forward with it or not, chances are there's good energy with that, you should move forward with it. And obviously sometimes you make the wrong choice, right? And you can't, it doesn't mean you have to say yes to everything. But I would argue if you have a unique opportunity come to you, you know, something that feels a little bit weird and feels a little bit different, sometimes it's good to jump straight in, right? Like, this author, for example, found this book. He was studying economics. He had no interest in it. And, you know, what he said, like, let me just look at it. And it changed his life. The same thing with me is, like, I wasn't really looking for the school, but it changed my life in a way. I wasn't really looking for, you know, this job, this sector, but it changed my life. So sometimes the most unthought of things or the almost uncommon things that occur in your life are the things that change your life. And that's why they say, like, when you feel uncomfortable or feel a little bit edgy, not necessarily negative or a bad feeling that about something, but like just like a unsure feeling, sometimes it's good to dive in and just see where it goes, right? And that's not to say to go into, you know, difficult situations or dangerous situations. No, it's to go into situations that you may feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's getting out of your comfort zone or it's, you know, putting in you in a situation that's new and fresh. But, you know, in the end of the day, that opportunity has come to you for a reason. And that's what he has said. He's like, he's met these people for a reason. He's gotten these opportunities for a reason. And it all led to things that changed his life and made his life better. But he only realized that after he actually dived in and tried those things. So, you know, for me, I like don't know where these podcasts are going to take me, for example. I don't know where the videos I make are going to take me. But what I do know is I can just take a deep breath and kind of go with what occurs and go with my actions and see where it goes. And you know, sometimes it's amazing because you get into situations and you get opportunities that you could have never dreamed of that just pop out of nowhere. You know, I think the most amazing things come out of nowhere, and that's why optimism is so powerful, is because they are, it creates moments and the possibility for moments that are beyond our wildest dreams. And I think that's an important statement to also remember, like beyond our wildest dreams, because dreams are natural and dreams are not bad. Goals are not bad. But you don't know exactly what you're going to get in the future. You don't know what the future holds. So that's why you should just be open to what is and not necessarily fight what is. So I think, you know, what I'm taking from this book, at least from now, is like, again, this is his life, but I think, you know, to be open, be willing, be curious, and be positive. You know, I think a lot of times we get uncomfortable with change and uncomfortable with new things that are kind of different to us. But in actuality, it could be a new beginning to something or an extension of a new beginning. And we also get negative on ourselves when negative things happen, and you know, oftentimes cynical, when in actuality, we can actually become even more positive from these, you know, sometimes annoying or negative events. I was talking to someone recently who's going through some stuff, and, you know, he said he's like becoming very cynical because, you know, how can he believe that the world is good, and how can he believe people are good if all this annoying and negative stuff is happening? And I'm saying, well, this will always occur at some point in life. There will be negative things in your life. There will be things that will make you cynical, want you to, you know, be pessimistic and dark. But the question is, those are the times when you're asked, are you going to respond with the same, or are you going to respond with the difference, which is a opposite mindset, which is a positive, optimistic, and thoughtful mindset and perspective. And, you know, even though they're not fun to deal with, they are sometimes tests. You know, sometimes the tests are harder than others. But if you're put into an uncomfortable situation, a difficult situation, ask yourself, is there a way out? Is this going to be a defining thing for your life in the sense that it's you know, the end all be all? Or is it something that is going to pass with time? And obviously there are things in life, unfortunately, that are like the end all be all, right? There, you know, there is very sad situations. And I don't ever want to discount that, you know, sometimes life is very unfair. And life can also be very dark sometimes. But I would say that most of the time, you know, fortunately, most of the negative things that occur and the annoying and sad things that occur will pass, right? It's like, I still remember, like, almost 2 years ago now, I went through a very difficult breakup, and it still hurts me to this day. But it's passed. It's kind of gone further away from my well-being. And I've gotten better with time. And I don't think the person who I was 2 years ago would have believed that, but it did. And it's like same as wanting to, you know, get somewhere in my life and be successful in what I do. It's like, I don't think my past self would have believed it. I think, you know, he would have kind of said like, no, this is not happening. I don't believe it's going to happen. But then it did happen, right? So it's like sometimes you need to sit down with yourself and say, is there a possibility of someone in the future who looks back and says, wow, we got here, right? So that's going to your future self and asking yourself, is it possible that they could see that you became something amazing or things amazing things did happen for you in the end? And that's an optimistic mindset. It's not necessarily focusing on the future, but it's understanding, is there the possibility? And most of the time there is, right? And I think that really helps me get through the day and get through life, is believing that eventually I will look back at this time and realize that I've become this and I've gotten this, and things kind of worked out for the best, right? Because things, you know, things will work out. That doesn't necessarily mean things will work out always for the best, but things will work out. And what you think is the best may not actually be the best in the long run. It may be something else that you may have not seen yet, right? Like, I don't think I saw myself making these podcasts 2 years ago, but I've been doing this for almost 2 years now, and I've been really changed by the impact that I've made on myself of making these podcasts and whatnot. So I think that what I would say in conclusion is really take every day as it is, right? I think we talk a lot about in this podcast about living in the present and loving every moment and just living with the moments. But take it really to heart, right? Really feed into the moment and surrender to the moment. And also allow things to just happen. Don't just sit back and be lazy. And I think that's something that I think a lot of people get confused about is surrendering and letting go doesn't mean sitting on the couch and eating potato chips and watching TV all day, right? That's not what, you know, letting go and surrendering is, right? Because things are not just going to be thrown at you, right? But things will be thrown at you. Good things will be thrown at you. And sometimes bad things will be thrown at you because that's life. If you continue moving on your path, right? So I think when he talks about his life is that he, you know, this author in his the surrender experiment, he talks about going through life day by day and just, you know, focusing on the next step, focusing on the next step, and things kind of coming on his path as he's walking. So I think for me, a really big thing that I've tried to do is imagine myself walking day by day and just looking forward to the things I will find on the path of life, right? And not really not really thinking of what I will get, but just hoping and staying positive that the things I will get are positive and good. So I think, again, you know, don't stop dreaming and don't stop having goals, but also realize that a lot of the things are probably not going to work out exactly as you expect it. But that doesn't mean that you can't focus on your habits and your daily actions and just letting go and letting the world just take you where it's supposed to go. I think, you know, that's going to be another podcast I'm going to be talking about, but the world is happening around you. And sometimes it's interesting to just sit down and just think about all the different events and situations that are going on in the world at that moment and realize that you're just a small speck. And that's not to make you feel like you mean nothing, but it's just to remind you that the world is going to happen whether you like it or not. You are just another part of that overall world. And if you can just let go sometimes and just focus on what's in front of you instead of what's next necessarily further away from you or next to you or behind you, I think life can become a lot more smooth, more positive. And it's sometimes hard, right? Like I'm not perfect at in any way, shape or form on the things I talk about. But I think just realizing a lot of this stuff has really helped me become a better person, you know, mentally and hopefully to others. You know, I think for me, I think I need to be sometimes better to others, but, you know, day by day, right. I think the person I was is not the person I am, and the person I'll become will be something bigger than the person I was and the person I am. So just keep your head up. And as I always say, stay optimistic and positive and just, you know, focus on what you can control. And again, the world will come as it comes and you will go as it goes. So just take it, surrender, and flow. Hey, all. Really appreciate you joining our podcast today. I know, as usual, I always say I haven't posted in a while. But as I say in every other podcast as well, I do it on purpose. I like to talk about different topics when I feel them inside, when I think thoroughly about ideas or observations I have in my life. This is my experience, and it's not necessarily about me. It's about you. I'm trying to help you guys, but I definitely try to talk about the things that I experience rather than just random topics. I think life is a experience in itself that we can talk about and we can learn from and others can learn from. I think one of the things that I've been realizing is that if you want to learn something, if you want to, you know, try avoid making mistakes or try to do something in a better manner, learn from those who have done in the past. Learn from those in the past who've gone through struggle, maybe more of a struggle than you, who have been more successful than you. Learn from them. So that's one tidbit I would suggest is that take the time to learn from those who are great at what they do and what they've done. And don't be afraid to kind of come in as a sponge, not knowing anything. I think it's so powerful to walk into the room and say, I don't know anything, but teach me. So that's something that I've been really trying my best to do. And I've noticed it's kind of hard because we have an ego sometimes where we feel like we can't do that because, you know, we think that we know best and we know what we need, and those don't around us don't know. We know best how to do certain things. Those people in the past or in front of us or what around us don't know what to do. It's very hard to do, but sometimes you need to bite your tongue. I sometimes look back at myself and I yell at myself internally and say, stop trying to shut other people down. Keep an open mind and listen to them rather than close them out. And it's hard because sometimes you do want to defend yourself and you do want to put yourself first. But listening does not necessarily mean you have to agree. Listening means that you're trying to learn from someone or something. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to learn what they want you to learn, but you can still take something from in every situation. You know, I have a manager, and sometimes my manager can be difficult. I generally think they're good people, but sometimes they can, you know, be difficult to work with in certain ways. But and sometimes I do feel like I'm more defensive, but I've learned that there's a lot more power in kind of biting your tongue and taking a deep breath and kind of listening rather than attacking back and trying to, like, you know, not take responsibility for things if you make a mistake, or, you know, try to argue with someone. It's very easy to do because our emotions oftentimes get the better of us, but oftentimes it's better to just listen and kind of see what you can control, because chances are if someone is in power around you, it could be a parent, it could be a teacher, it could be a boss, most likely they're not going to change, right? They know that they have the power over you. They have something over you. They know, right? So yes, you can put yourself forward and you can defend yourself. And I think that's really healthy to do. I don't think you should just be walked over, but at the same time, realize who has the power in the situation and respect that, and realize that that's not always going to be the case. But at this point, you know, you may have to kind of just take it in. Also realize that, like, a lot of the stuff that you deal with at work or friends or whatnot, or even with family or teachers, it's not going to be the end of the world, right? Like, someone's not going to shoot you or, you know, it's not a life or death situation, right? The worst thing is you don't do well in a class. The worst thing is you get in a little fight with your parents. The worst thing is you lose your job. Those are all annoying things, and I'm not saying to go out and do it, but just realize that there are bigger things in life and that you don't always have to, you know, act as if it's a life or death situation. Kind of take a deep breath and look at the bigger picture, you know? So that's one thing that I've been really learning, looking at the bigger picture, not necessarily taking every moment too hard, too much. And I think that's interesting because you want to live in the present moment, you want to take in the present, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to let it always define you in a negative way if something negative is there. So you again control that. You control your perspective on the situation. You know, that's the whole point of this podcast. So just don't forget that. One of the things that I've been learning as well with myself, and I've spoke about this several times in the podcast, but it does come up often, is that I need to, and I think we as individuals need to trust ourselves, and take the time to trust and be by ourselves sometimes, mentally and physically. I think the mental part is more important, and it's not to say that you need to isolate yourself from people and not be social and whatnot. Its meaning is you should focus on your mind and your life and who you are. Look at yourself in the mirror and remember that the only body you're in is yours. The only life you're in is yours. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who come and go in your life, and you don't need to and shouldn't be too attached to what they do to you. You can get hurt, you can feel happy about it, something, but don't let it define your overall being and emotion, because in the end of the day, it's hard to admit, but people are not there for you. People are there for their life, right? They were put on this earth for their life. Um,
Now, you come across a lot of different people who, for example, are very caring, very loving, and they probably care about you a lot, you know, like your parents, your siblings, hopefully, some friends, some colleagues sometimes, and treat them like gods and angels. But they still don't owe you anything. And I think I spoke about this in a previous episode. I said no one owes you anything. The only person who owes you something is yourself. And you owe yourself confidence, love, optimism, positivity, and gratitude. Other than that, no one owes you anything. So as hard as it is to accept, I think once you start to accept this hard truth, you could start living life more and not necessarily attaching yourself to what other people do to you. You know, I've had, looking back at my life, and I sometimes forget about it because, you know, I don't want to live in the past. I want to kind of live in the now and focus on my future. But I've come across some really, really mean people who have done, you know, not like awful, awful things, but to me emotionally, I think hurt me. You know, I think ending something with someone, whether it be a friend or a significant other, and not really understanding why or having really closure is a very mentally draining thing. And a lot of times you're hurt for a while, and being backstabbed by people in life, you know, people you think you can trust is painful. Sometimes people say it's the same, almost the same as physical pain. And I think for me, I think a lot of my sadness and anger and sometimes honestly depression comes from feeling that way. Feeling that there's no one out there who understands me or who is truly there for me that I can trust. And I think for me, it's been a really long journey and I still have a long way to go, but I've noticed that it's not necessarily how I deal with others. It's how I first deal with myself. So the question is not, can I trust others? Can I believe that others care about me? It's, can I trust myself? And can I believe that I truly care about myself? And realizing that I can't control what people do to me, whether it be breaking my trust or caring about me or loving me and being there for me. But I can control that I do it for myself first. And by doing that, by focusing, you know, on my actions and myself to myself, I've been able to really become more positive and optimistic and more confident and loving towards myself and be happier, honestly. Because I still get disappointed by people quite often. And it's not to say that it's a daily occurrence, and I'm not saying I'm surrounded by bad people, but there are things in my life that I feel like I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve to be treated in certain ways. And even though it was painful, I wouldn't change a thing because it made me who I am today, right? You know, going back to the idea, there shouldn't be any ideas of regrets, because if you are quote unquote regretful of something, then you don't love the present person you are today. So I don't wish that I didn't break up with my ex. I don't wish that my friends didn't leave me, and I was treated a certain way when I was growing up as a kid and as a young adult. I don't regret being backstabbed by someone. I regret how I acted towards myself and how I put myself in that situation, in the sense that I deserve more for myself. But I don't feel anger, or I'm trying not to feel anger for that. I'm trying to actually find gratitude for those things. And it's not to say that I would wish it to happen again or wish for anyone to go through what I went through, but it's to say that this has made me stronger. This has made me who I am. This has made me become something I wouldn't have become if I didn't go through that. And yes, maybe I would have become something else even better. But I don't know, because my past is my past and my present is my present. And I think finding gratitude for the negative things that are out of your control that happen in your life is super, super hard. But like, the more I think about it, the more I understand the power. Because if we can say that life is happening and we are a part of it, and that is a gift in itself, then all the things around us, even the negative things, are just part of life that we need to be grateful for. So I always will remember this, but when I broke up with my ex, soon after I hung out with one of my friends and he showed me a video, and the video was basically a movie scene that was explaining that, you know, someone went through a breakup as well. And the person was explaining, no one really knows they go through love until love ends and they see the other side and they see the pain. And it took me a while to really get what that meant, but after almost 2 years, I really get it. I get it because what it's telling me is that life is about experiencing emotion and experiencing every emotion. And you don't truly know the power of something until you lose it. And that's what I talk about in negative imagination as well, is like, you don't know what you got until it's gone. You don't know the power of love until love is gone. You don't know the power of friendship until friendship is gone. You don't know the power of health until health is gone. And I think sometimes we need a wake-up call to really find love for our life. So now I am much more careful and much more grateful for the love I get from other people in my life. Because I know that it's not guaranteed and it's not something that will always be there. And it's a gift. And it goes the same thing with friendships. When I lost friends, because to be honest with you, they just stopped answering for reasons I don't know still. I try to take care of the friends I have. And when you get backstabbed in business and things like that, you start to cherish the good relationships you have more. So sometimes you need to be hit on the head a little bit or smacked in the face to move your perspective. Like, I see all these things in my life as slaps in the face, and those slaps moved my face to point in the direction I need to look at. And it takes time to heal from that slap, and I'm still healing because a lot of the things are really painful, and sometimes the most painful thing is not having closure. But I've started to realize that those things have made me look in the right direction. And as hard as it is to experience those things, and while I wish I could have gone to this point in a different way, I am who I am because of that. And I think going forward, I'm stronger and I'm going to be able to deal with these situations that are going to happen again in a better manner. Because they will happen. Right? I will come across people who don't care about me or care about me and then leave me and just, you know, don't mind if I fall and don't get up. But I think it's so important to realize that in all those moments there's something that's constant, and that's you and the love for you. So keep your head up, trust yourself, find the love for yourself. Don't rely on other people. And that's not to say don't be with people who care about you and take care of them, because those are some of the most important things in your life. But don't wait to trust yourself, to love yourself, and to find confidence and gratitude for who you are and the opportunity you have right now, which is to live a beautiful life. So again, choose your perspective, look inward, and I promise you, life will continue to be beautiful.